60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day, but before we get to that, we talked recently about how the pumpkin spice craze has completely taken over the world.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Pretty much everything is pumpkin spice these days, from your coffee to your microwave burritos, your car mechanic's cologne.
Creamy.
But that's always kind of been pumpkin spice. They have a nice smell to them. Really, if you haven't smelled your car mechanic today, or this week, or whenever you've gotten your car in there, make sure you give them a good smell, a good sniff.
Didn't realize he was so delicious, or she.
Yeah, they really are. It's gotten absolutely ridiculous, and if there's anybody to blame for it, it's probably Starbucks, because they're more or less responsible for turning the world pumpkin spice.
Yes.
But now that fall is officially here, Starbucks is mixing it up once again.
What are they doing? I was just there.
What else
I didn't
can
notice
they do?
Anything. I got myself a PSL, too.
You got a pumpkin
so
spice
delicious.
Traitor.
Yeah, I know. I hate they on it say, so much.
They say that pumpkin spice is officially out, what? And they're introducing a new fall-themed drink.
Oh, I saw something.
The maple pecan latte. Mm-hmm.
I saw that sitting next to the pumpkin spice, and I thought, a little sweet for my taste.
That sounds amazing.
That means in about a year, everything is going to be maple pecan. Just like pumpkin spice. They say it's a mix of, quote, espresso and steamed milk combined with notes of maple syrup and pecan and topped off with a dusting of brown, yellow, and orange sugar sprinkles.
Oh, yes. Give me more sprinkles.
Okay, well, if the barista would have described it like that, I may have ordered one, too.
Right?
I would have may have double-fisted it. I'm not going to lie. One
it
in
does
each
sound
hand.
Like a- pretty good drink. It's only going to be available for a limited time, but if it gets anywhere close in popularity to what the pumpkin spice latte is, we can expect to see that everywhere, like I was saying.
Yeah.
Maple pecan shampoo, peanuts, hummus, hand sanitizer, and of course, car mechanics. So look for
back
that.
To the car mechanics.
Well, you know, they're trendsetters.
Text in at 78592. Have you had the maple pecan latte yet? Tell us what you thought of it. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got myself.
Okay.
Lovely.
Well, you got it right last time, so you might
be
okay.
Wish me luck.
Yeah.
All right, she's putting on the shock collar. While she does that, Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
The movie Pulp Fiction is a cult classic from 1994 that launched Quentin Tarantino's directing career. And in the film, the role of Mia Wallace is famously played by Uma Thurman. But did you know she was actually not the first choice for that part? Originally, the role of Mia was offered to another famous actress of that time, but she had to turn it down because she was already committed to doing a popular TV show, didn't have time to make the movie. So Uma was given the part. Name the actress who was originally offered the role of Mia.
Okay, so when you say popular TV show and you think 1994, my first thought is Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh, yeah, from Friends.
Yeah.
Popular
that would have
show.
So changed her career and her image if she would have done Pulp Fiction. I don't know if it's her, but...
other shows were huge in the 90s. Oh, Party of Five was big.
Who's that?
What was the girl's
Nev
name?
Nev Campbell?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that Nev Campbell?
Brunette. Oh, my God. I had a huge crush on her.
Wow. Really helpful, Jose.
Sorry.
She's a brunette. That's all you got.
Great.
Dang it.
Really fantastic. I never watched that show.
She had big boobs. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. What was her name?
What about another popular TV show in the 90s with a female in it? The Nanny.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah, Fran Drescher. Just saying. Quentin Tarantino's kind of a weirdo. Who knows what he would have chosen, right?
He might have wanted to go with her.
My first thought when he was reading that was Janine Garofalo.
Really?
She's just such a 90s queen.
Trigger
okay, wait,
shows.
wait. What's her face? Christina Applegate from Married with Children. What about her?
Ooh.
That's not a bad choice.
Yeah, that's
she's
really
super
good.
Sexy.
One, yeah.
And she takes on a bunch of roles, too. She's really good.
She's a great actress.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Read the
I'd
question one more time, Jeff.
In the movie Pulp Fiction, the role of Mia Wallace was famously played by Uma Thurman, but did you know she was actually not the first choice for the part? Originally, it was offered to another famous actress of the time, but she had to turn it down because she was already committed to doing a popular TV show and didn't have time to make the movie. So Uma was was given the part, but name the actress who was originally offered the role of Mia in Pulp Fiction.
Think about it. It was the biggest show in the 90s. 90210. Right? Michelle Pfeiffer?
What was her name?
I'm mixing her name
up. I never watched that show either. I'm like the worst 90s person.
I'm not helping at all. I can't think of anyone's names.
I'm going to go with Jennifer Aniston.
Are you sure you don't want to go with that Burnett girl? You can change your answer. Uma Thurman famously played the role of Mia Wallace in the cult classic film Pulp Fiction, but many other famous actresses of that time auditioned for that part, including Meg Ryan, Joan Cusack, and Michelle Pfeiffer. Out of all the candidates, one famous actress was offered the part first, but she was already committed to doing the 90s TV show Seinfeld, which is how Pulp Fiction almost featured Julia Louise Dreyfus in the lead role.
She would have been great in that role too. She's also a fantastic actress.
Wow.
Yeah, she's awesome. That would have been good. All right, well, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear "It's Gonna Be Me" by NSYNC, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Okay. Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again.
But I'm not like them.
Baby, when you finally get some.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did.
There it is.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.